The Andy Finn Show is back. And I have a little story I want to share with people tonight. I got a call from Mick Jagger a few months ago. And he asked me if I wanted tickets to any of the Rolling Stones concerts that were coming up this fall on their North American tour. Now, you may be wondering, why would Mick Jagger call Andy Finn? Well, my dad was stationed in England after the war, and so I grew up in Dartford, England is the name of the town. And I grew up at 1701 Westgate, and three doors down at 1709 were Jim and Julie Jagger and all the little Jaggers. And now I was a few years younger than Mick. You know, I was into The Flash. That was all I could think about at one point, was The Flash. And he always seemed to be into some girls, whoever they were. And so Mick pretty much ignored me. Until one day, I saved his butt. This gang of guys was chasing him down the street. Now, he was a skinny kid and could run fast. But he was a skinny kid with a big mouth, kind of like he is today. And my guess is he'd mouthed off to him and they were after him. So he comes running towards me and around the corner, and he looks at me and he says, "Give me shelter." And so I hit him. My dad had built this fence. It was about 6 feet tall, solid wood, around our house. And I didn't like going around the fence and out the gate all the time. So I put a hinge on a couple of the boards one day, and they would flip up and I could slip in and out. So I popped it up and he scooted in, and these guys come running around the corner and they say, where'd the skinny guy go? And I said, he went over the fence. And they said, that's impossible. I said, no, you don't know. That guy's famous in this neighborhood. In fact, we call him, and I'm thinking fast here. I said, we call him Jumpin' Jack. I was going to say Jagger. And then I realized that I better not give out his last name. So I thought quick and I said, Jumpin' Jack Flash. And these guys were then trying to decide whether to go into this lawn, into this private residence, to try and get this kid or just forget about it. And while they're standing around, you know, jawing about it, I said to him, I said, look, I'd stay away from him. Don't play with him because you're playing with fire. He's a real street fighting man. And I mean, I was laying it on thick. I said, I've got more sympathy for the devil than I'll have for you guys if you decide to mix it up with him. You know, you better be ready to let it bleed. Well, they took off, and years later, Mick told me that he was so petrified that day that to this day, he still remembers every word exactly as I said it that day. That's the only way I remember it, is he's recounted it to me more than once. And to this day, he credits me with helping him write some of his best songs. Now, I don't know about that, because frankly, he writes the songs, and, you know, I give him full credit for that. But I will say this, I do remember Mick was always having girl troubles. He wanted to date my older sister's friend. My older sister's best friend's name was Angie, and she was beautiful and rich. Mick wrote a song about her eventually. But she only cared about herself and money, and she hung out with my sister, and they were homebodies. They didn't date much. They were more like mother's little helper than honky-tonk women. Well, one day Mick asked me for advice and says, you know, how do I get her to go out with me? And I said, look, Mick, I know that you can't get no satisfaction, but you can't always get what you want in life. Just don't let her start you up. And don't, whatever you do, don't be shattered by this experience. Time waits for no one. And as tears go by, you'll get over this. Some girls are just heartbreakers. But ultimately, time is on your side. And he said, yeah, but I really love her. And I really want to be with her. And I said, Mick, I know that yesterday, all your troubles seemed so far away. But if she doesn't want a ticket to ride, you got to let it be. I mean, that girl is just buying a stairway to heaven. I know that you still haven't found what you're looking for, But the answer is blowing in the wind. All you need is love. It can be like a bridge over troubled waters. Hey, I didn't say he took all of my good ideas. I just said he took some of them. So when Mick left for college, I said to him, this could be the last time that I see you. And he said, it may be the last time. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, I'll never forget you. And I will stay in touch. So on October 3rd, I'll be at the MCI Center, front row seats, to see the Rolling Stones and to watch my old friend Mick Jagger do his thing. I know, it's only rock and roll, but I like it. So wild horses couldn't drag me away.